Uh-oh. Dropped it.
Watch where you're stepping, eh? Oh, God. Oh, ooh, Nelly.
All right, here we go. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. Yeah, when I was just a young lad, and father would tell me a story. You see, I would have trouble sleeping. I'd say, Daddy, tell me a story. He'd come lumbering into the room. I'd hear him slam down the newspaper in the living room, and of course, I'd smell him long before he got there, that mixture of aqua velva and pipe tobacco. He'd come in and sit heavily down on the bed and brush the hair out of my eyes and say, all right, boy, I'll tell you a story. Once upon a time, there was a man that had a dog that loved the Orioles. I mean, this dog was an Orioles fan like you wouldn't believe. I mean, he'd watch the games. I mean, he would be in to sit there watching the games. Well, one day, the man figured he'd have him a cold beer, and he goes to the neighborhood saloon, and the bartender says, sorry, sir, you can't come in here with that dog. And the man says, no, the dog is an Orioles fan. He really likes to watch the game. He won't cause any problem. The bartender says, well, what the hell? If he's an Orioles fan, we let the dog in. So sure enough, the dog sits up on a bar stool. They turn on the Orioles game, and that dog is watching. Well, the Orioles start falling behind. Before you know it, they're 5 runs behind. And that dog is really looking depressed. I mean, he gets off the bar stool. He starts moping around. Finally, 9th inning comes. The game's hopeless. And that dog is almost crying. You hear him like whimpering. His eyes are all moist. He's lethargic. The bartender looks down at the dog and says, sir, that's amazing. I never seen anything like that. That dog is into the Orioles. Man, look how depressed he is. Well, what does he do when the Orioles win? The guy says, I don't know. I've only had the dog for a couple of years yet.
Changing the way Washington talks, it's the Grease Man.
A little tuna fish.
On DC 101.
It's 7 minutes before 7 o'clock here at the Mega Mother. Good morning, good morning. You're calling me that morning.
Yeah, Grease Man.
Yeah.
Got a joke for you.
All right, let me put you on hold.
Okay.
Don't go away, okay?
I won't.
Hang on. Oh, 101, hello.
Hey, Grease Man, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Hey, listen, that guy that's talking, that's packing a ride, he's from the State Department.
Yeah, well, whatever. It's irrelevant. He just wanted to know, what the story was, as far as, getting used to a new weapon, Yeah, so, anyway, thanks for calling.
Hey, listen, I got one idea.
What's that?
Friends of mine are getting married. His family's from England.
Speak up as loud as you can.
His family's from England.
Yeah.
And her family's from West Virginia.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Isn't that going to be odd? There they will be. So very proper. Very proper. Sitting with their noses in the air. Speaking formally. Excuse me, love. For I must go round and a bite. And curl one round the U-band. And there on the other side of the room.
So that'll certainly be a study in contrast. Uh-huh. What will the child sound like? The child will say, I say, Mama,
Dad, I have a Slim Jim.
Yeah?
Exactly.
All right. Thanks for the call. 101, hello.
Yes, I'd like to make a request.
I'm listening and glistening.
Okay.
This is the Grease Man. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a request for Rusty.
Well, we don't do dedications and that kind of thing. What music would No, that's so Bush League.
I saw you in College Park. You've got to do this for me.
What do you mean? I'll be honest with you. I just think it's so Bush. I mean, there's 10 million people conceivably listening to this radio station. And for me to go, hey, Rusty, good morning, everybody. It's just too Bush. Yeah. I mean, I got two massive cities depending on us for shrieking, reeking, and little snippets of information, which, by the way, it will be a sunny day today with a high temp of 85, no rain. Dash. The rain will come tonight. But anyway, Rusty heard you talking about him, and I'm sure he's thrilled no end. There's probably even 100 Rustys listening. Maybe 150, when you think of that many people, right?
Rusty Gainey.
All right. Well, tell him we said our love and affection is his way. Good morning. I'm a booker. And 101, long distance line. Hello.
Yes, hold mode, please.
Hold mode. All right. You're in the hold mode. I got two in the hold mode now. It's 5 before 7 o'clock. I'm psyched for the selection for the Grease Collection. Hey, me, 101, good morning.
Good Good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine.
That guy that called earlier about the Audubon.
Yeah.
Yeah, those over there, they realize that everybody does not deserve to drive. It takes a lot longer to get a license.
Oh, yeah?
It's not your God-given right, you know. Not everybody's capable of handling a ton of automobile down the road.
You mean, what do they do about the geese factor? You know how old geese is? It's supposed to get on the Autobahn. You know how geese drive about 45 miles an hour in the fast lane with the left-hand turn signal on. What happens if you get one of those on the Autobahn?
I imagine they've got something for that, too. But they have a worse accident record than we do, too, so.
Where, in Europe?
Yeah.
I would imagine, because the films I see, people go nuts. Have you ever seen a film of Rome in Rush Hour?
Oh, yeah, when they're squeezing through little streets.
Yeah, people are driving on the sidewalks, and they're yelling at each other and leaning out the windows. I can't imagine they'd have we got more people here, but the...
Yeah, when it goes car per accident, it's worse. When they go per capita per accident, we're worse because they don't have near as many cars. They don't have 3-4-car families like we do here.
Yeah. Well, neato, so I figured it must be like that.
You read anything ghoulish lately, buddy?
Hey, yeah, thanks for sending me that. I'm about 100 pages into it, and they still haven't murdered anybody yet, just digging up bodies. did you write that book?
No. A partner of mine wrote that book.
He's local here, huh?
He's a local guy.
I'll let you know. I'm in the midst of it right now.
Okay, keep on reading that. It's a good book there.
It takes a while to get into it, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, he's a little wordy, isn't he?
He's a little wordy. I think we might be able to put that in the Reader's Digest condensed version. Read a little better. All right, thanks, buddy.
Hey, put me on hold, though.
All right, hold mode. Stand by. Let me take a quick pause. Then if I'm watching this is one that...
Fritz DC, what a what you are.
All right. Rescuers in Paris have pulled another survivor from crumpled steel after last night's accident in which a commuter train slammed into a train already standing at an underground station. But in order to get the man out, officials had to amputate his legs. They say they believe he was the last survivor of the crash still on the train. At least 38 people were killed in the accident. Washington's Roman Catholic Archbishop James Hickey will become a member of the College of Cardinals today. Hickey is one of two U.S. bishops who are being elevated to the rank of cardinal by Pope John Paul in Rome. Hickey says it's an honor, not only for him, but also for the Catholic Church in Washington. The drought that's drying up the Midwest is having some far-reaching consequences. For instance, it's affecting just what school children will be eating for lunch come September. Agriculture Secretary Richard Ling said the government will spend an extra $50 million to buy ground beef and donate it to schools and other institutions. The drought has dried up the grass and hay normally eaten by cows, so many farmers have sent more cows to market early. The government is buying the meat to keep prices from going too low for the farmers. That means hamburger and more hamburger for school lunches next year. Sunshine today, 85 degrees. Tonight, increasingly cloudy, chance of a thunderstorm. Then Wednesday, mostly sunny and mild, with a high near 80. Right now it's 68. This is Rod Island Fritz.
Broken down in the left lane just south of Route 50. Delays are minor. The Eddie Wilson Bridge is off to a good start in both directions. Southbound Baltimore Washington Parkway is heavy and slow at the Capitol Plaza. That's your story. Up to the minute, you got the big balloon, the big balloon, the DC-101 traffic. And so, we begin out with number two of the Rock'em Sock'em Fun Fest, known as the Grease Man Show. It's a two for Tuesday, and that means it'll be extra well, action.
Turn me loose. Let me go. I'm got to feel good.
Ow.
Say it. Turn me loose. Let me go. I'm got to feel good.
All right, the selection from the Grease Collection is one that I think, if you cut me a little slack with... you got a picture now. It's not 1961 anymore. Admittedly, a lot of years... Actually, this was 1964. And it was a different time in America. People had different attitudes. Back then, you considered... You know, like if you were out on a big date, which you wore a suit to, by the way. If you got home... And you had copped a feel? I mean, you were living. Nowadays, you know, unless you did the whole nine yards, unless you got reamed, steamed, and dry clean, it's not as easy. But back in them days, back if you copped a feel, that's what we called it. Yeah, I remember when I was dating Betty Jo Buckholzer, and I was so stupid, I asked her if I could cop a feel. Right?
But you know, she said yes.
Yuck-a-puck.
Well, she said yes. So I went ahead and I squeezed my package. It was great. Oh, sweet. Oh, that's great. Oh, she said, well, hey, and she walked off in a huff. But anyway, now just picture, the year was 1964. It was a different time. We were driving Biscayne. Yeah. Listen to Dale Ward with tears in his eyes here at DC 101.
A letter from Cherry.
DC 101. That's Dale Ward. It's called A Letter from Sherry.
Oh, that was great.
You like that? I mean, the guy is heartbroken. Let's see if they have anything in the... that was on CD, you know, so we had it extra crisp. Oh, see if it has any history of Dale Ward. Doesn't, no. A Letter from Sherry. That's when they used to spell it S-H-E-R-R-Y. See, now if they came with a record, it'd be S-H-A-R-I. Yeah, you know, so, I mean, even the names are different. The spellings and... I just figured I'd depart from the normal... which is my favorite kind of thing. But every now and then you got to go compassion. Every now and then you got to have a tear in your eye. That's just the way of the world. Every now and then a good cry. And obviously, I was crying, Steve was laughing, what happened. I mean, let's face it, wait, 1964, that's, you get a letter from your girl back in those days, and she says, take a hike. Huh? And she tell you, but, all right, maybe I'm the only one that finds compassion, huh? Maybe I'm the only one that has a soul that can be touched. Huh? Huh, Mr. Punk Rocker, Mr. Razor Blades in your earlobe? There you go. I mean, we rocked. Maybe not that as intensely, but let me tell you something. When we got out there, we grabbed that mic and we would say, I'm walking. Yes, indeed, I'm talking about you and me. And I'm hoping, that you'll come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be. And I'm waiting for your company. And I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. Watch me work now. What you gonna do when the wheel run dry? You gonna run away and hide. I'm gonna run right by your side. For you, pretty baby, I'll even die. I'm walking, yes, indeed, I'm talking about you and me, and I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. Oh, Nelly! All right, so it's not...
have a pup and Jeebo. I'm walking, yes indeed, and I'm talking about you and me, and I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be, and I'm waiting for your company, and I'm hoping that you'll come back to me. What you gonna do when the well runs dry? You gonna sit right down and cry? What you gonna do when I say bye-bye? All you gonna do is dry your eye. I'm walking, yes indeed, and I'm talking about you and me, and I'm hoping that you'll come back to me.
It's 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, so that's both sides of the coin there. The tender side and the real funky rocking side. Of a bygone era.
See
ya. Eh, it's over. It's done. What have we got left? God protect us all. Oh, jeez. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. 11 after 7. Yeah, is something that I've dealt with all my life. It is, what is, it's kind of like I told you so, right, I guess. I remember when I was married to Estelle. When I was married to Estelle, we had a good case of that one time. We're sitting in a bar. We in Atlantic City. The reason I'm thinking about this incident is because, you know, by the way, Mike Tyson won that fight last night in 91 seconds of the first round. We'll have details at 7:30. It was a knockout, 91 seconds. Just basically, the fight was 8 punches. Pat, 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 down on his torso. And but anyway, Estelle and I were, we'll have at 7:30. Anyway, Estelle and I were in Atlantic City one time, and we're sitting at the bar, and we're having a bee. And this lady walks in, kind of nice-looking. Estelle looked at her and said, yeah, a nice figure on her. I said, yeah, it's part of the game. She's a hooker. She better have a nice figure. Estelle said, she ain't no hooker. I said, she's a hooker. She said, I said, I bet you $20 she's a hooker. Estelle said, you got a bet, and we shook hands on it. I went lumbering over to the lady. I said, excuse me, ma'am. Are you a working girl, if you know what I mean? She said, yes, I am. I said, you see, Estelle, she's a hooker. And the lady said, shh, not so loud. He'll throw me out of here. I said, well, you just won me $20. Eh? Anyway, we talked for a second. I had a beer with her. She said business was pretty good. And I went lumbering back to my seat. I sat down, stuck my hand out, and Estelle handed me $20. I smiled at the lady across the bar and pocketed the money. But we had a couple more beers, and sure enough, a guy walks in over to the lady sitting there at the bar. They talk for a second. They walk out together. Estelle's shaking her head. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I said, she's a hooker. Estelle said, you ask her what she charges? I said, yeah, $100. Estelle said, $100? I said, I'm just telling you what she told me, Estelle. $100 she charges. Estelle says, I can't believe it. That guy walks in and going to pay $100 just like that. I said, just like that. Welcome to the world, Estelle. Welcome to the world. But we finished our bees and we paid the tab. Estelle went to get something in the drugstore in the lobby of the hotel. I figured I'd go up to the room. So I get in the elevator. On the way up to my floor, elevator stops on the third floor. And there's the hooker getting on the elevator. We ride in silence for a while till we get to my floor. And as I'm getting off the elevator, the doors are closing. The hooker says to me, you see what you get for $20?
The Grease Man on DC 101.
That was her.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I drink as heavily as I... Well, actually, I don't really do that.
I'm on the wagon. Yep. It's been 12 hours since my last belt.
Yeah. Yeah, 15 minutes after 7 o'clock here at DC 101. 15 after 7 with the grease. Lumbering through another day, eh?
Lumbering through another day of life!
Yeah. 101,
hello.
Hey.
Yeah. Next call. 101, we gotta be sprightly when we pick up this blower.
Grease.
Yes.
I'm just come up from Florida, and,
Yes, sir.
My brother's a policeman down there.
Boo-da-dow.
And he was pretty psyched when he heard that I found you, the Grease Man, because we used to listen to you at Jackson.
Yeah, man. You mean he didn't know what happened to me?
Yeah,
obviously he's not a detective. I mean, I haven't been hiding for the last 6 years.
I've been recording you for the last 2 weeks.
And you've been sending the tapes down there to him?
Uh-huh.
Ooh, I hope you got some lawman on there.
That's what he wanted me to call.
He wanted you to get a lawman. You ain't got no lawman on your tape, huh?
Yep. And he wanted you to do some south of the border, some that kind of stuff.
The old meat and potatoes bitch, huh? All right, you tell him it's no fuss. Keep your tape recorder handy, okay?
Okay.
He Jacksonville PD?
No, it's Miami.
Miami, Dade County.
Big town.
Boot it out. They still got the fleeing felon law in the books down there?
Yeah.
You recall what that law is? The fleeing felon law. It was a law semi-controversial in its day. But that meant if you had reasonable cause to believe a felony had been committed, you were allowed to sling lead at the departing felon. You see, so example, you see someone climbing out the window of a house and he doesn't look like he belongs there. Well, then you have reasonable cause that a breaking and entering a burglary has taken place. Third degree felony. That means you have reasonable cause to sling lead. When you say halt, police, and the man continues to scamper willy-nilly, that's when you can open up. And a lot of people didn't like that law. The maggots didn't write in the paper, should someone be shot for stealing a TV set? Yes, if it's my set. Yeah, boo-da-da. FLA, buddy, it's a great state where you can sling lead. As a lawman, the fleeing felon law. I wonder if they ever did get that repealed. I wonder if the maggots won out and got that thing overturned. See, in FLA, they knew full well you had a pendulous belly. If you were a lawman, and you can't be running down some 20-year-old kid, you end up with a heart attack on the ground. All your bullets falling out of your pockets, your handcuffs lying there next to you, blue in the face, post-mortem lividity, ruining your complexion. They knew you couldn't be running them down. They figured you gun them down. That's why they give you a gun for in the first place. So when you see that maggot come scampering out of that... out of a suspicious store with the broken window carrying something under his arm, you could say, "Halt, police!" You didn't have to get out of the squad car. And if they didn't stop and come walking over, "Move it out!" And then you pick up the radio and call an ambulance and fill out the paperwork still sitting there behind the wheel. Nah!
Well, don't you have to wait and get that bullet out of your pocket first?
Oh, come on, buddy. Don't even think about that. Down at FLA, man, you allowed to carry whatever you wanted to carry. You can carry a hog leg, buddy. 8-inch barrel, 12-inch barrel on that thing if you wanted to. Take you 3 minutes to get it out of the holster barrel so long on that thing. Man, them were the days, buddy, when a lawman could still be a lawman. Yeah, I remember we were going on stakeout duty one night, and the sergeant looked at us all after he briefed us as to what to expect. You know, we're going to hide in a convenience store. They have computers that figure out which ones are going to be most likely to be hit. And I remember we was hunkered down behind the Twinkies. And the sergeant told us all as we took our positions, he said, "Now, y'all, break some glass tonight." I mean, don't you love to hear that as a lawman? Most of these police departments are like, "Now, y'all be careful and don't shoot unless absolutely." They'd say, "Y'all break some glass tonight." They wanted somebody to take a load of double on muck and go right through that front window. Pow! Boom! It's a different attitude, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Y'all break some glass tonight. I mean, we all ended up dropping trowel and wailing away. It's like we were late for duty. Those kind of words. Look at me. I'm even 10 hut now just talking. Look at this, huh? Look at this, Steve. Take a look at that, huh? Look at that.
All right.
Look at that!
All right.
All right, thanks for the call.
All right, Grease. Request that to, Trooper Ebo.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're a man. It's 20 minutes after 7 o'clock. I have a little medical story of an unusual nature coming up in just a second. But first, let me tell you about...
Good morning, Grace.
What's up, buddy?
I think I got a new grip for you.
Oh, really?
I called it the earthquake.
The earthquake?
The earthquake, as one is 10, how to grab loosely and pretend it's a 5.2 in the Richter and just shake it lightly.
Hey.
Extra spice, you do what they do that wrong.
I like it, the earthquake. Either that or well away under a desk. Yeah, that'd be pretty good. Thanks. It's 25 minutes after 7 o'clock, 25 after 7, the Grease in charge. Yeah, you hear about a revolutionary new procedure going on these days? You might be interested. This is one for the... It's Ladies' Corner. A revolutionary new procedure I've been hearing about. There's only one doctor that'll do this. Well, this lady walked into the doctor. She said, Doc, I want to have me some hooters. I mean some hooters, Doc. But I don't want them getting away like, you know, jogging or anything. I don't want to, you know, smearing my penmanship when I'm writing a letter. But I'd like to have me hooters substantial enough to attract the fellas. So sure enough, the doctor does the operation. In the aftermath, when he takes off the Band-Aid, she looks at them puppies and says, Doc, they're just the same. He said, oh, these are revolutionary new hooters. What you do is when you want to attract a fella, you put your hands under your armpits and flap your arms like a chicken, and it pumps them up real nice. Pumps them up good and proud. And then when you want them to go back down, you just lift your hands over your head, and down they come. Sure enough, she tries it, puts her hands under her arms and flaps like a chicken. Them things swell right up. She said, Daddy, yay! So, later on that day, she figures she'd try him out when this nice-looking guy gets on the elevator with her. And she looks at him and says, ooh, he is a handsome, dashing gent. So she puts her hands under her armpits and starts flapping her arms like a chicken. And the guy starts knocking his knees together rapidly. He looks at her and says, oh, we must go to the same doctor.
It's the Grease Man Show.
The indisputable leader of the gang.
Yeah, in the falls. I'm talking full body massage. The carry is still on my skin. It's 22 minutes before 8 o'clock. Look at me, look at me. Should we play the morning quiz? I got a lawman coming up. I'm loaded for bear this morning. Hello.
Good morning, Grease.
Yeah, ma'am.
Hold mode, please.
Hold mode. You got it. 101. Hello.
Hello, Greasy.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I got a request. Or yeah. Actually, I got two things.
Go ahead.
I wanted to get you to play Eat the Rich all the way through.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And don't tell me I'm talking your kind of language. I've heard you say that before, and then we never hear it. Yeah, buddy.
Well, you sound like an intelligent guy. I think maybe you have a chance to figure out the morning quiz. First name, please.
Steve.
Welcome, Steve, everybody. What's he going to win, Johnny?
It's Velveeta cheese. A lifetime supply of Velveeta. It's gravy. It's smooth. It makes it casseroles. It makes it sauces. It's Velveeta. The creamier cream from Ed Hurley. He's Spiegel, Chicago 60609.
I love Velveeta cheese.
All right. Well, this could be your opportunity at glory, Steve. Answer me this. What is another name for globules of... Sorry, Steve.
You got me, buddy.
Time's up. They're also called knock-up drops.
Did you hear him blow it? Yes, he was a wacky guy. Oh, he didn't even try it because he knew I wouldn't buy it. Yes, he was a wacky guy. Oh, did he little Stevie? Now I hope he won't be TV because he was a wacky guy.
Tune in again for another chance at glory on the morning quiz. Thanks, Steve. And have a glorious day.
No, I wanted to ask you also about that guy this morning who wanted to abolish the speed limits.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I got a ticket about 2 weeks ago, and I got to tell you, you know, I was all mad and upset and everything, but yeah, they're right. You know, doing the speed of light through a residential neighborhood, I was wrong.
There you go. You were hot. That man handed you that piece of pay and paper. You were hot stuff,
oh, that's
huh?
right.
Uh-huh.
But, you know... If they got rid of speed limits, I'd probably be the first one waxed all over the highway.
Yeah, that's just it. You'd be driving 98 miles an hour. Engines would be blowing left and right.
That's right.
I'm telling
you. I got
you.
That in the back of my mind, so.
As much as we hate it, we might probably keep it as alive.
That's right.
Huh? And it gives something for the lawman to do. Do you mind, sir, standing aside, please, as I must now speckle the Sennheiser, and I don't want you to get wet, all right? Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I
want to sling me some lead. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun and pin on a badge and become a sitting there polishing off the last of a dozen Bavarian creams, licking your fingers and smacking your lips. You feel your belly straining against your Sam Brown. Probably put on another 5 pounds, but what the hell? Screw it! You don't want to be a scrawny maggot. You want to be a lawman with some beef. Suddenly a call comes over the radio. Barricade. Barricade in progress. 109 North Plowman. All units respond. So you drive over there real slow, because you know it ain't no rush if it's a barricade. That means that SWAT team will be there forever talking to the maggot, bringing him peaches, explaining why he can't have $10 million in a jet waiting for him at the airport. You pull up and sure enough, there's people and sharpshooters all over the place. You get out of the squad car, brush off the donut crumbs off your belly. And you say, Sarge, what do we got here? Sarge says, there's 3 of them. They're armed. They're inside the house. They say they're not coming out. Our sharpshooters can't get a clear shot. We're trying to decide whether we should try to make an emergency entrance into the building from the back, or maybe lower somebody from a helicopter onto the roof. Maybe we could launch a tear gas canister through the window, and that would thus, but we're not sure if the suspects have gas masks. You figure, oh, hell. You walk back to your squad car, you get out a soda bottle and your gas can. And you fill that soda bottle with gasoline. You stuff a rag in there.
The sergeant says, hey, what do you think you're doing?
You say, watch me, Sergeant. You light that rag and you throw the bottle through the window. And then casually you walk around to your trunk. You pull out that M16 and you wait. Say, they should be coming out any time now, Sergeant. Hang on a second. Sure enough, flames leaping out of the building. The maggots burst out of the front door and you just stand there. Cut him down! Sergeant, as you get back into your squad car, and say, Sergeant, if there's anything left alive there, take it downtown and book it. Huh? That's the way you handle it. That's the way you handle it. Yeah. 15 minutes before 8 o'clock, the Grease in charge of DC 101. Good morning.
How about the couple?
Yeah, let's pick up the long distance line and see who's cooking. Good morning.
Yeah, for the last year and a half, I've been listening to you. I think your Sergeant Ferry is awesome.
Hey, appreciate it, buddy. What can I do for you?
Yeah. When are you going to be doing that, Sergeant Fury?
I'll try to squeeze one in there just as soon as I can. 101, hello.
Grease.
Yes, sir.
It's Don. How you doing this morning?
Very well. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How about, why don't you put old Mike Tyson in there who visits Clinton in the park and fly?
Yeah, well, Mike has a gentle voice for as powerful a man as he is, doesn't he?
You would never know that he had the strength that he does by hearing his voice.
He has a very delicate voice.
Still wouldn't want to mess with him, though.
Oh, man, you wouldn't want to. I mean, if a guy can train as hard as Sphinx did and then only last 8 punches, you just can't. I mean, the man may sound a little gentle, but...
Building up to this fight, you tried to embarrass me, you tried to embarrass my family, you tried to disgrace us, and as far as I know, this might be my last fight.
Why don't you go up to him and tell him he could have a deeper voice?
Nah, well, that's all right. Did you see the fight?
No.
Good thing you didn't waste that money, huh?
Yeah, make that slap all the way to Atlantic. Of course, the people that went and saw the 91 seconds are going to say, I wouldn't have missed it for the world. It's even better. You know, rather than watch a lackluster 12-round fight, to actually see every punch of that 91 seconds, it was incredible. It was worth the trip. It was worth the excitement of the pre-fight parties and the excitement. Atlantic City was alive with the excitement of the fight. It was worth it.
Yeah, I imagine it was alive just for that little bit of time right there. I imagine the concessions didn't probably make much.
Yeah, they probably hating life. The guys with the popcorn and the pennants and the banners and everything. Yeah.
I know, I'd be hating life. I paid $1,500 for a daggone seat and only stayed there 5 or 10 minutes.
And all them girls, you know, that walk around in the ring, you know, holding what round it is and their little bikini. You know, they were all excited. I get to walk around in the ring, heavyweight champion of the world. Yeah, you'll probably see me. When it gets on cable TV, you'll see it. Yeah, I'm going to be I'm the round 7 girl. Yeah, I got a special bikini, never had my hair done and everything.
Who do you think is going to get up to fight next? Yeah. Oh, you think he's going to pull somebody, some brawler off the street to give him a chance?
Hey, who could it be? Who can face the might of Tyson, a man who looks unstoppable?
Yeah, he looks unstoppable. He said there ain't a man on the planet that could beat him.
Yeah, but it'll be interesting to see who dares enter the ring. Who dares? Somewhere in some back alley, there's some kid just working out, training hard, huh?
Yeah,
somewhere. There's always that way. There's always somebody. Right now, in some gym we don't ever even heard of. You know, he's working. Working.
You came into welfare kind of sudden, like, I mean, you got work for it and everything, but how is the feeling just coming into it? I'm just asking because as much money as he just came into, how is the feeling just coming into money just, you know, like that?
Yeah, well,
I mean, you know, voice of experience asking you.
Well, I never have come into a large sum of money like that. Now,
well, I'm sure at one time you was working for, you know, $20,000, $30,000 salary at one time in your life, then you're up there making those, you know, that good money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's got to be a hell of a change in lifestyle and everything and thoughts.
I'll be honest with you. One adapts very easily to a change in income, easier than you would think.
I'll find out here in a couple of years.
You think, before I made the big bucks, let's face it, I used to just hang around the Grease Palace kind of like... But then when I got into the big leagues, it was more like, hello. Hello. Good to see you. Glad you could come by. Try the champagne. It's very good, you know. First time. Work anything else? So anyway, how's that portfolio coming out? Is it? Is the investment the kind that you really hope for? Tell me, do you recall your account number in Zurich in case anything happens to you? I wouldn't want that number to be lost. Believe me, I won't tell a soul.
Yeah, you don't really like those kind of parties, do you?
Huh?
You don't really like those kind of parties, do you?
Nah, I'm really one of them.
Yeah, there you go. A little bit of Crocus. Ain't nothing wrong. I heard the album the other day.
Did you? Yeah, man. No, I don't really have those kind of... I was telling him, I said, you know, if you read Solzhenitsyn, you'll find that what he's trying to say actually transcends modern man. And I think in the Gulag, when he spent those many years in the Gulag. You see, I don't much care for those kind of
parties. What have you got in store for this weekend, this 4th of July weekend? You going to be heading out on the boat down to the beaches?
Yeah, I'll be kicking back, you can be sure of that. My big behind will be kicked back, Jack. Kick back!
I say, if you're down near Fairview, Columbia Beach, you know, look me up and give me a holler. I ordered some killer fireworks for that. I'll be getting them tomorrow, so.
Killer? What do you mean? You sent somebody down to North Carolina?
Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Yeah.
You mean like the big stuff, like quarter sticks and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I got a nice catalog.
You sent away in the mail, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I mean,
that goes, let off a few rounds around my 30-odd sticks, too, on top of that.
Man, be careful.
No, well, I live in the deep suburbs.
Yeah, still be careful, though. You don't want to be walking around with your fingers missing or anything.
Oh, no. I'm real careful. I'm real cautious and everything.
All right. You got rockets and everything?
Oh, bottle rockets, mortars, M-80s, M-60s.
Listen to him here.
Yeah, because, you know, what's the 4th of July? I mean, what the hell is sparklers and all, man? That makes everything so bourgeois.
It's a bourgeois.
So we keep a scanner around. That way, you know, if the lover's on the way over your house, that way when they ride in front of your house, you can wave at them, waving your sparklers at them.
Nice talk. You be careful, buddy.
Okay, Grease, you have a good one.
You too. It's, let me see, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, a 2 for Tuesday in progress. A 2 for Tuesday in progress. The commander here. Yeah, all right. Fight update 88. Tyson, 91 seconds, took that fight last night. Yeah, he took that fight. Let me take from the opening bell. We got to get a better bell. From the opening bell, it was just 8 punches, and Spinks went down. Anyway, stand by. We have more wacky behavior in just a second, but I got to take a quick pause. So might be. I'd say. Yeah, that would be sweet. Yeah, that would be sweet.
Yeah, it's 5 minutes before 8 o'clock, south of the border. Vamos, muchachos. Venga conmigo. A la tierra de la muerte. Don't let it did. It was there that our vacation got off to a bad start. We pulled up at the hotel, and I'm standing there, you know, trying to pay off the cab driver. Now, how many pesos did you say this was going to be there, Pedro? He said, okay, senor gringo, the ride, I can translate it. You know, so we're working on the finances. I paid the guy off, and going to check into the hotel, and the guy behind the counter says, okay, senor gringo, you will be in room 523, and I'll call the bellman. Where is your luggage? I said, my luggage. Estelle, where's the luggage? She said, oh, my God, we left it in the cab. I said, we left it in the cab? You're stupid! Unbelievable! How many times I got it? Unbelievable! I got you! I got you! I mean, left it in the cab? I'm standing there in my field. I don't even have a bathing suit. Cry it out loud. The guy behind the counter said, I'm sorry, senor gringo, but the cab drivers, they are very unscrupulous. Chances are you will not have your luggage returned. Do you recall the cab number? I said, who looks at a cab number? You get a cab. Look like every other cab at the airport. Try it out loud. He said, senor gringo, please, leave your wife alone. There is a clothing shop nearby. You can pick up what you need. We have incidentals. I said, incidentals. Hope, incidentally, you got some suppositories. Jeez. I said, well, look at the bright side, Estelle. Somewhere in Mexico, some woman's wearing your underwear tonight. And the only redeeming factor is that at least she'll have the crabs from it.
That's the only way we can somehow...
to wrench apart the wreckage of the two trains involved in Paris's worst ever rail accident. When they did, they found more bodies under the tangled steel. That brings to 43 the number of passengers killed when a commuter train slammed into another train about to leave a Paris station yesterday. Officials say the death toll is expected to rise to at least 50. Maryland State Board of Education wanted to find a new superintendent who knew the state school system, and that is apparently one of the reasons the board settled on Joseph Schilling to replace David Hornbeck. Schilling is currently directing Governor Schaefer's program to improve education in Maryland's rural areas. He served as assistant superintendent under David Hornbeck, who's retiring. How tough is Arnold Schwarzenegger? Well, in his latest movie, Red Heat, he's forced to cope with extremes of temperature. He says the most difficult part of making the film was the fight scene that was shot over 4 days in Austria. They had to start before sunup in temperatures of 10 below zero. He and his adversary had to tumble, fists flying, through 6 to 8 feet of snow. But the fight had to start in a steamy sauna, so they went into the snow and cold fighting the sub-zero temperatures nearly naked. Sunshine today. We'll have a beautiful day with a high about 85. Then tonight, a 30% chance of a thunderstorm. Wednesday, mostly sunny and mild with a high near 80. Right out 68 degrees. This is Rod Allen Fritz.
So I'll hang out a little while longer, see what I can get cooking for you. Got the big balloon, DC-101 traffic.
It's hour number three.
Yeah, it's two for Tuesday fun. My favorite day musically, you know, DC-101. That means double music, double action, double shrinking. So stand by for fun.
Turn me loose, let me go. I'm not to feel good. Say it.
Doesn't it feel nice? Doesn't it feel nice? Summertime with laughter and love. Neath the joyous sun above. It's summertime. Yeah, but I guess there are people that roam alone. I guess I should remember that as I sit here enthusiastically ranting and raving. I should consider those that are brokenhearted that maybe the summer doesn't have any particular appeal.
For whom the sun never shines, people that might be sitting around even as we speak, saying something like, I'll never again until I with you. I'll never again. What else can I do? You're gone, and I'm all alone. Wish we could hop all over the phone. Now Rosie's here, but somehow she'll never do. For you, I'll never again. Till I with you, I'll never again. What else can I do? And when you're back, we'll head straight for. Sweet Habanagoo. And I do mean while you. 5 minutes after 8 o'clock. Yeah? How'd you like to hear Mel Torme do that one for you? 101, hello.
Hello, Greaseman.
Yes.
How about Lekka Tufer?
Yeah, what's your name?
Mike Myers.
Mike Myers, you're a winner.
Yes, he is a winner.
Congratulations, Mike Myers. You've got the music from DC 101 and Campbell Records. Another happy Lekka Tufer winner on Tufer Tuesday. And a hearty hi-ho the Dario to Mike Myers. All right, Mike, hang on a second.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. We'll put him in the hold mode. Mr. Myers is on line one.
If you would be so kind,
You have a little bit of Sergeant Fury, huh? Yeah, do you think we should do some I'm talking, lay down a concentrated field of fire? You ready for mega lead slinging? All right, stand by, because I'm just the man to do it.
Back in Viet, it was a different life. It was a different world. We live by different standards. I think I've been forever changed. Days when the name on my uniform said Grease Manelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury. Quang Tree, 1967. That's when they got me.
But I didn't leave till it's over, huh?
Somehow I was trained for one thing and one thing only. To kill.
With bayonet. With rifle.
With my bare hands.
God, you're going to anybody leave? What was I going to do, huh? Sell aluminum siding? I was a trained soldier! Trained!
I'll never forget on the last day. You ever seen the tape? You've seen me. I was on the roof of the American Embassy.
Bullets were flying! The enemy was at the gates of the city! Choppers were taking the last load of dignitaries and American citizens out of there. I didn't want to leave. I was tempted to say, take off without me. Just leave me a couple of clips of ammo and let me go down, huh? Let me go down, charge it with a grenade in my teeth. The bullets were ricocheting off the stucco roof. As the crowd was surging toward the chopper, everybody was screaming, take me! Take me! America! America! I want to go! America! I said, all right, all of you, shut up! I can only take one of you here! I can only take one!
Yeah, you understand that?
Winnie! I take you, Winnie! Now, I'm not going to decide which one of y'all comes with me. I'll be honest with you, we don't have much time. Everybody, heads down, heads down!
There were sappers in the water.
Yeah, I was firing as I was talking. I said... Only one way to decide who goes, and that's who administers the best snarling. Brutal, but... To be honest with you, that's what it's gonna take. So all of you guys, out of here! And that goes for you too, Grandma. Take a hike. All right. They looked at me questioningly. Oh, snarling. I said, you understand snarling, don't you now? Yeah! I get. All right. America! Uh-huh. I wagged that bad boy. I said, America! America! You get the picture? Huh? I tell you what, they were climbing over one another. I said, all right, y'all get 60 seconds apiece. There you go. I said, that's it, don't you? Oh, that's the way. Don't stop now. I had to fire over their heads. I mean, we're that close to the enemy overrun us. I said, don't lose the rhythm. Don't lose your pace. All right, next. Yeah, you stand over here. All right, then. You next. Yeah, there you go. That's nice. Nice innovation. Nice innovation there. Good use of your malocclusion. Very nice. Yeah. Next, all right, come on, let's move this along. We had 6 acceptable candidates. Yeah, that's your way. Nice. Do that jiggle. Very nice. Okay, I'm down to 2, finally. Down to 2. I pushed the other 4 away. I said, okay. America. How do you understand what I'm saying here? We're in the final heat. I know you know what I'm saying, but you're in the final heat. Now you gotta be enthusiastic here. What do you want to try out for the Celtics? Stop your dribbling there. Come on, action. There you go. Sanitize that bad boy, baby. Yes, okay. All right, next. Final 60 seconds here. Show me what you can do. Yeah, America. That's incredible, eh? Well, I'll be honest with you, it's a toss-up. It's a toss-up, and I gotta decide, huh? Let me see. I don't know. You're both pretty good. Makes the decision a little easier. Okay, you, the one still standing, getting the chopper. finish.
No fuss, no muss, huh?
101, hello.
Hey, Grease.
8:30 in the morning, yes.
Yeah, I'd like to recommend a really good book to you.
What's that?
Hammer of the Gods. Have you read it?
I can't remember. I read so many books, I forget the title. What's it about without revealing the oomph of the story?
It's about Led Zeppelin. The whole story about...
No, I haven't read it.
It's good. It's got some zesty stuff in it.
Zesty stuff?
Yeah.
You mean about the bands?
The bits out of it.
Yeah?
Yeah, Robert Plant. Your daddy isn't the only one who likes ugly women.
Robert Plant confesses all?
Yeah. And Jimmy Page?
Really?
Likes the girls who are underage.
How do you know that? Did Jimmy Page himself say that?
They got pictures and documented proof. It was a bestseller.
Yeah, I'll read that Hammer of the Gods as soon as I'm reading the Crocus story right now. It's called Spit in the Fire, and it's. That's what you say when you're reading it.
Yeah, the Zeppelin book, it's excellent.
All right, I'll check it out. Hammer of the Gods, yeah.
It's really good. Oh, yeah, congratulations. 6 years in a row.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You are too kind.
Okay, have a good day.
All right, thanks. We'll do. Bye-bye. We are going to have a good day. Sunshine, 85 degrees. 30% chance of a thunder shower tonight. And tomorrow should be nice again with a high near 80, so it's going to be a very cool, unseasonably, almost disconcertingly cool tomorrow. So we would like to end... with the Michael Spinks. You beat it 8 times and it's done. And so remember, we'll be ending save at least 8 whales before Shangri-La, because we'll be ending with the Michael Spinks. Okay.
Are we ready? Mrs. Baumgartner, if I could trouble you, madam.
Thank you so much.
One, two, three, four. Feel that bad boy twitch. One, two, three, four. City, she goes at a high and low and a up and a down and around and around and a crank that thing like a Model T. Ooh, that's good. And shout with glee. And you crank that thing like you start a car. Yeah, ooh, that's good. And around and around and oh, that's good. And that's your way. That's your way. Do the leopard dance. Oh, that's good. And oh, that's nice. And oh, that's good. And that's sweet. Yeah. Oh, do the barber. Yeah, like you got a shaving strap. Whap, whap, whap on a shaving strap. And you sharpen that razor. And oh, that's good. It's the barber time. And whap, whap, whap. And oh, that's good. And oh, that's nice. It's the metronome. Back and forth. It's the metronome. All right, grab your big lighters. Let's do the Jack Be Nimble. Flick that dick and hold that bad boy. Run it through the flame real quick, quick, quick. It's Jack Be Nimble, Jack Be Quick. Jack him over that candlestick. Get a wheel away and feel that heat. And all that's nice. And oh, so lean. And oh, complete. And all that's good. Dash boat. Yeah, line your back like a hopscope. There you go. Eichenfraugen, Okemuchlik, Eichenfraugen, Einenschweiden. Ooh, das Boot, das Boot, das Gut. Eichenfraugen, Wunderbar, Gemüchlichkeiten. Let's do water in the lawn. Hand on your hip with your backbone flipping. Water the lawn. Like you're walking along and you got a flower bed and you just water the guy. That's a little here, a little over there. Oh, that's good. Put your hands together. Make a gargantuan O with your fingers. Now slide that bad boy in there. Don't feel anything, do you? That's the Joan Collins. Oh, that's good. And oh, that's sweet. And oh, so fine. And oh, so bleed. Now grab loosely and rattle. Let's go the earthquake. Yeah. Oh, that's good. And oh, let's do the fuss budget. As you're wailing away, you gotta, you know, lift and raise your shoulders like you're squirming, you know? Like you're a fuss budget. There you go. Yeah. Oh, that's good. And oh, complete. And oh, right. And oh, that's sweet. And oh, that's good. And oh, that's nice. Little Jack Horner. Ram them thumbs in the bone base. There you go. Oh, that's nice. And oh, so sweet. And oh, that's good. And it's so complete. When you wail away, it's oh, so nice. And put away in once or twice. Oh, that's good. All right, thumbs out of the bone base. Ah! Oh. Yeah, man, the bone base can be tenacious when relinquishing possessions. Uh-huh. All right, everybody, let's do the Michael speech. Whap, whap. Nice. Yeah, drop to the canvas. Woo, that's good. Down for the count. At least until I can support myself again. Good. It's 10 minutes before 9 o'clock here on 2 for Tuesday. It's supposed to be a beautiful day today. Sunshine at 85, near 80 for tomorrow. A slight chance of a thunderstorm tonight, but right now everything is 10-4. Oh, would that be nice?
I think that's right.
Oof, man.
Sweet.
It makes it extra so that it's got a little bite to it. You know, it's got a little... Ooh, man, it's got a little bite to it. That would be so sweet. Yeah, 4:30 before 9 here at DC 101. I can... he's probably already at a destination here. Linguine and clam sauce. Would we be talking sweet, or would we be talking sweet? Hey, you see, that's the thing I could never do with Estelle. You know, I could never suggest anything. I mean, she made me beanie weenie no matter what I asked for. Estelle, you are. You know what the worst thing Estelle ever did? She brought a guy. She used to date over to the house one time. And I know about you, but I ain't too big on that stuff. I don't know. You know, what's done is done. She said, oh, really, Nino, you'll like Lyle. I said, look, I don't really care about Lyle. I don't want to know nothing about Lyle. She said, well, I'd still like to be friends. I mean, just because we're not dating doesn't mean we can't. I said, look, Estelle, I don't want to see some guy used to be tapping you, all right? Can I be honest with you? And she said, oh, that's so terrible. We shared a lot, Lyle. And I said, look, I already told you. I don't want to hear about Lyle. Lyle is done. You are Estelle, my wife. Now shut up about the guys you used to slug.
rubber all over it. I used to hose you. Ah!
She said, oh, yeah. You see, I think you guys would get along. I mean, you have a wacky sense of humor. To be honest with you, Lyle wants to get into broadcasting, and I was thinking if I could invite him over for dinner. I said, oh!
So Lyle wants to be a boss duck, does he?
She said, well, you know, maybe he can help you out, too. He's pretty technically minded, and you can't fix anything. If a radio didn't have an on and off switch, you couldn't use it, so maybe he could show you some of his expertise. Teach you how to tune the car.
I said, all right, invite him over, but have him spare me the lug nuts. I don't want to learn how to tune a car, all right? Crying out loud! Son of a...
So, she invites old Lyle over for dinner. All through the dinner, I ain't saying nothing. Just staring at Lyle. The man who used to go where I go.
Who used to lap what I lap. Staring at him!
Finally, he still got up and
said, well, I'm going to go clean the kitchen. You boys talk.
So he asked me about radio. He asked me about the broadcast biz.
I said, let me ask you a question, Lyle. Did you ever wipe off Utter Face? Ah!
He said, what kind of question is that?
I said, it's the question I'm asking you, Lyle. Ah! She ever show you the golden ribbon trick, Lyle? Ah! I'm asking you, Lyle. You answer me, you bag of dead. You answer me. And I grabbed him by his tie, and I yanked him across the table. And I held him by his tie, and I was talking right in his face, just like this, spitting all over him. Daring him to take a swing, and sure enough, he did. And I was all of I mean, we rolled into the living room, and I was just pummeling him around. Let's come up and knock him down again. Up and down. Oh, dare you come in.
At least you got a mustache, Lyle. That must have been fun for her. Huh? And I heaved him up over my head and I hauled him. And I stood in the balcony, looked at him splayed there next to the pool.
With an ever-widening red spot next to him. I came back in the living room, sat down,
and lit a camel. And exhaled long and slow. Still came in with a couple of plates of pie. She said, where's Lyle? I said, we didn't.
Yeah, they call me a man. They call me a man. It's 3 minutes after 9 o'clock. It's time to go to the blower at 4321101 1-800-53-DC-101. Good morning. This is Mr. Sunshine. Yes.
Maboto.
What can I do for you?
This grease man?
Yeah, buddy, go ahead.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Go ahead, what is it?
Who sings that original version of Black Slack?
The original version was done by Joe Bennett and the Sparkle Tones.
Was it?
Black Slack. Yeah. Right about the bottom, I'm ready to go Black Slack.
Yeah, we were just wondering, when we worked down here shop, we always listen to you every morning.
I appreciate it, bud. I appreciate it. You guys like that, too. That's music,
yeah.
Huh? I mean, that is music. Yeah. I mean, who came up with that idea?
I don't know.
They came up with some ideas back in them days, didn't they?
Yeah.
And we got a Robert Horton version and an Accelerators version. A lot of people have done it, but Joe Bennett and the Sparkle Tones. The year was 1956. Blacks,
okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yes, sir. Take care. 101, hello.
Yeah, Grace, can I speak you off the air, please?
Yeah, sure. Stand by. You're in the hold mode. I'll be back. 101. Oh, sweet. Hello.
Grace, man?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Very well, thank you.
You're talking to a person who's going to be a college peak at your alma mater in a couple months.
Hey, you going to Ithaca College, huh?
Yep.
You're going to be an IC college puke.
That's right.
What are you going to major in?
I'm going to major in music.
All right. What's your instrument?
I play alto sax.
Alto sax. I used to play the tenor sax.
Oh, really?
Look at the parallels in our lives, huh? Yeah, you're going in for the alto sax.
A lot of Packers in the music department. You ain't one of them Packers now, eh?
Nah.
Nah, come on.
Nah.
Come on, buddy.
Well, at least I didn't hang around the village people.
Oh, touche, sir, touche. Yeah, well, you're like I see. It's a beautiful campus. Very cold up there, though.
That's what I understand.
Very cold.
Yeah.
See if they remember me up there when you go lumbering down the hallways, huh?
All right.
When you go lumbering down the hallway, you say, he used to walk here. See if you don't feel a sense of awe as you sit in the student union and say, he at one time ordered a cheeseburger here. As you walk along the college, hey, I lived in the terrace dormitory. Maybe they'll assign you to the terrace dorm, and you'll say, he poured over his books here. Huh? You think you'll feel that at all, that sense of purpose?
I'm not sure.
The master at one time lived here and breathed here and became a man here. Hey, you don't think you'll feel that? And you call yourself a musician? How can you not feel that in your soul?
I'll think about it once in a while.
The magnitude. As you stand there on South Hill campus and gaze over Cougar Lake, you'll look out and you'll say, he at one time admired this vista. No, you won't. You'll just slump along with your stinking alto sax. Huh? You stinking sucking on a reed. You reed sucking sax playing college puke. That's what you'll be, huh?
Right.
Yeah, well, good luck.
Hey, Grease.
Yes, sir.
Could you think
you'd
climb the Texas Tower sometime?
Yeah, ooh. Don't even mention the Texas Tower to me, son. Don't even mention it. With your luck, you'll be walking along, schlepping your sacks the day I'm up there, huh? Hey, Buddha thou, Buddha thou. You'll dive for cover, but your sacks will still be out in the open. And then you'll have to decide, should I crawl out and get my sacks? Yeah, will he get me? Huh? Every time you stick one of your stinking little hands out, the concrete will ping up in your face as I let fly a torrent of firepower. Until finally I just open up on the sacks. And you watch, cowering in your little bush, as the sacks case takes hit after hit.
Doing this morning?
I feel double bold.
Good, that sounds good. Well, are you double bold on Double Tooth Tuesday here?
Yeah, that's it, double bold. What can I do?
I got a new idea for you there, and I got a couple samples.
Oh, really?
Yes. How about some limericks?
Some limericks?
Yes. A short while ago, a bunch of our friends and me went up to the Upper Potomac River to do some water skiing at a friend's place because it was a bachelor party weekend.
Yes.
And here you go, okay?
But are these arable?
Oh, yes. They are very arable.
Limericks tend
not
to be.
They even use some of your terminology.
Go ahead, please.
Okay. On the bachelor party weekend, Bob sat down with his only true friend. He cuddled with Rosie and got nice and cozy. Until his full load he did spend.
Hmm.
What do you think? Okay, number two. Okay.
Hmm.
At the party weekend at the river, Bob dreamed of Monique and her sliver. His sheets got all wet, and it wasn't from sweat. He awoke with a shake and a quiver. Not good enough?
I mean, I'm reasonably clever, sir, but, Pash. But thanks, though, for thinking of me.
All right, buddy. We'll have to work on that.
All right, keep on working. I'm making my dad more zesty, huh?
Dad more zesty, right. I'll work on it.
All right, bye-bye.
Have a good day.
And I once was a young lad named Steve, who cleaned up when by guts I did heave. He thought I was attacking when I merely wanted packing. And I said if he didn't give it, he could leave.
See ya.
No, wait a minute. Wait just a cotton picket minute here. 101, hello.
Yeah, hi. Can you do me a favor and call my boyfriend to wish him happy birthday?
No, we don't do birthdays, but how old is he?
He's 28.
And how long have you been going out?
4 years.
4 years?
Yeah, man.
You living together?
We were, but he got another job, so we were living where he was working.
Uh-huh.
In an apartment complex, but not anymore.
Not anymore?
No, but we're still seeing each other.
You going to get married?
I don't know. He's thinking about it.
You would get married in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I would.
In a New York minute, you'd
right.
be there.
Bang, right.
You'd run down the aisle.
Yeah.
Pushing him in the small of the back.
Yeah, there you go.
Come on, get down that aisle, boy. That's get down.
That's right.
Yeah.
He's not ready yet.
He's not ready. But you live together, and now you moved out. That's kind of a heavy-duty proposition right there. I mean, at one time to share and move out is almost on the demise of the relationship, don't you think?
No. We see each other all the time.
But
all the time.
He's got his own place?
Yeah.
You got your own place?
Yeah.
He bottom knocking on the weekends or what? I mean, you together every day?
Yeah, we see each other all the time.
But is he seeing other people?
No. He's thinking about it.
He's thinking about it?
Yeah, but I don't think it's a good idea.
You know, he's asked you, he said, I think we should see other people.
Right.
And you said, no way.
That's right.
And so you have him.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but he is. Well, all right. Tell him I said happy birthday. I can't really call because it'll cause a chain reaction and it'll get out of hand. But,
okay. Well, thanks anyway.
Well, good luck. Good luck with your love.
Well, thank you, dear.
And
all time.
Well, tell him I said waddle-doodle-oddle-day, okay?
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. And so another year older, another year closer to the grave. It's 26 minutes after 9 o'clock. The Grease in charge. Shall we do some cleaning? We can do some Clinton. Let me take a quick pause first, however, and that way we can prepare ourselves for the unsavory. When I ever involve myself in a liaison of an unsavory nature, no way, no way, no way, no way, no way. Would I ever? What am I gonna knock on the head? No, oh, jeez. Tutu, it had to be you. It had to be you. No other guy can make me so high. It had to be you. Oh, how I feel when you make me squeal. Oh, and we make love, need stars above. It's just unreal. It just had to be you. Or gobble the ghoul. Oh, it's so nice when you get a slice. It had to be you. You'll see me blush. You'll see me grin at the thought of bluebirds on my chin. It had to be you. Had to be you. It had to be you. What a da da da.
Oh, no. It's my turn to fudge Byram, huh?
No way, Dog Pete. He's mine.
Well, we could, like, both, like, peg him, you know. Maybe you pack him and I'll go for the gobble the geek.
I don't have to watch your face while I'm having fun.
Oh, I just love it when two guys fight over me. Listen to Clinton and Sly. Both of them want me so desperately.
Hey, I'm telling you, I'm going to take them whether you want me to take them or not. I mean, you know, it's part of what I do, you know?
I'm telling you, I'll blow your head clean off.
All right, now wait. Guys, it's getting out of hand. There's room for both of you. If you want, you can do simultaneous. You know, a little wee. Or... if you want, you know, like maybe you can flip a coin and like, you know, maybe Clinton goes first and then Sly or Sly Clinton. One of you can leave the room until the deed is done. What do you think? But I don't want you fighting because you tear up the house when you fight.
All right. How about this? I'll tell a joke. You got two fudge packers walking down the street. One of them says to the other one, "Hey, I smell fresh doodads." And the other guy says, "No, you don't. I just burped."
That's pretty good.
I think it's terrible. You're making fun of us, our kind. It's horrible. I can't believe you'd find something like that amusing. I think it's unfeeling. I think it's disrespectful. I think it's unsavory. Oh, God. Would you mind getting your forearm off the back of my neck, please?
The Grease rocks on WWDC FM Washington.
Tell me you're from Puerto Rico, is that right?
Yes, I'm Puerto Rican. My parents are Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
And I was raised in New York, you know, the New York Rican.
Yeah, so you eat mofongo?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, conoces mofongo, huh?
Sí, tú también lo conoces.
Sí, sí. Because when I was living in New York, everybody's eating that mofongo. Huh? Yeah, so you're pregnant.
Yeah, Yes, I'm pregnant. Six months.
6 months along.
God.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're calling me.
Well, your hubby asked me, is that okay that I call? You don't mind. You know, I want to make sure you're getting the proper prenatal care. I want to make sure you're taking care of your natal. You want me to check on the baby, see how he's doing?
Sure.
All right, then. Hold the phone over your tummy, and let's roll some quiet music here so we don't alarm the little rascal. Hello? Hello? Little baby? Little sweetheart? Little love muffin? Oh, my God, he doesn't speak English. Little baby?
Vaya, lindo!
Your child is somewhat disrespectful. See if I remember my high school Spanish. Hola, Paco, ¿qué tal?
Mira, lindo, tratando de hablar. Tu sueño es como basura.
Maybe you can help me out. You can't hear, won't speak. Listen, you speak English. You don't like to talk to gringos. Well, let me tell you something, hotshot, huh? You're in America now, so you're the gringo. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? You could, don't come here. You're a gringo.
No, a gringo's always a gringo. Even if we're in the land of the gringos, you're still a gringo. You don't understand?
No, you don't understand. When you're in the land of the gringo, you then become the gringo. You don't understand how this works here. Look at me. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you until I'm blue in the face. Trying to explain something here to you. Try it out loud.
Well, I was sleeping.
Well, it ain't siesta time, so get up. We got things you need to do. Gotta do your exercises, your squat thrusts. You gotta build up your muscles so you can be ready for action. You're gonna be born before too long, and I don't want you lying around in there. I want to see you working up a good lather, working up a good schwitz.
Well, it's not a good idea for me to sweat, Señor Gringo. Because if I do, and Daddy notices, he'll think Mommy is ready for
The Grease Man on DC 101.
Well, that's most unsavory. Well, sounds like your kid's all right. Although he's a bit lively. He's a bit travioso. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all right. Good luck.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
I hear you're a boss jock, too, right? You spin records at parties?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to people?
What do I say? Well, Henry, my husband, does the talking. I spin the records.
You just stand there like a schlub, huh?
Oh,
you just stand there like... But Henry does the jowl flapping,
exactly.
Huh?
Exactly.
He does the jowl flapping. All right. Well, you have a nice day.
All right. Thanks, Grease Man.
You bet. Take care.
Bye.
Bye. It's, 10 minutes before, 10 before 10, where's the morning going? 2 for Tuesdays are like that, you know, you turn around and boom, the day is shot. Yeah, so let's make the most of our remaining moments with mega shrieking. What do you think? Would that be all right if I lingered longer? It's 2 for Tuesday, and I want to get my fee.
Dash's designer, Washington's number one name in men's clothing, has a difference that sets us apart from any other men's clothier. The Dash's difference is family atmosphere, where you and your family can enjoy shopping. The Dash's difference is affordable prices on a full line of quality national brands in all sizes and colors, and always a new selection, including tall and extra large sizes. And if we don't have your exact size and a style you like, our staff tailors are ready to serve your every need.
Dash's.
The Dash's difference is convenience, too. We have a liberal cash refund policy with personal checks and major credit cards honored. The Dash's difference. Quality menswear at affordable prices. Service, family atmosphere, and convenience. Stop by one of the 5 Dash's locations and find out why thousands of Washingtonians have enjoyed the Dash's difference for over 2 decades. Downtown at 19th and L, F Street, Georgetown, Rockville, and Tyson's Corner. A tradition of quality and savings.
Nobody beats Midas for treating you right. Nobody beats Midas for service everywhere you go. Nobody beats Midas where quality parts are installed by a pro. Nobody beats Midas. People who trust Midas get a great guarantee and a smile on their face when we're done. They get the best deal in town. That's why we're number one. Nobody beats Midas.
Are your brakes giving the word tailgating a new meaning? Then stop by Midas for their Nobody Beats Midas $69 brake job. For $69 per axle on most cars, participating Midas dealers will replace organic brake shoes and pads, turn drums and rotors, and inspect front wheel bearings and grease seals. So if your car needs brakes, get Midas $69 no guesswork brake job. And for even more convenience, Midas has extended their summer store hours to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday at participating dealers. For expert car care, nobody beats Midas.
Nobody beats Midas.
You may have heard rumors about people getting great deals on Ram Tough trucks at your nearby Dodge dealer right now, while you're missing the boat. Well, we'd like to say this about all those terrible rumors. They're absolutely true. The big Dodge truck pushes on at your nearby Dodge dealer right now. Come in and make your best deal on one of the country's widest selection of trucks. Plus, get big cash rebates from $500 to $1,000, depending on model, from Dodge on most trucks in stock. Choose from a great lineup of full-size pickups in 4x4 and 4x2. Get the full-size comfort and versatility of Dodge vans, wagons, even sporty conversion vans. Or get America's only true midsize pickup, Dodge Dakota. Looking for a sporty compact? We've got them priced to move. Choose Ram 50 pickups. Choose your truck, choose your deal. We're going all out to put you in the truck you want. The big Dodge truck push is going on right now. Don't miss it. Excludes Dakota S.
It's gotta be a Dodge.
Yeah, buddy. It's 8 minutes before 10 o'clock here at DC 101 with the Grease. Good morning.
Hey, Grease.
Yeah, buddy.
How you doing?
I feel like a man.
Good man.
What can I do for you?
Grease, just want to know one thing.
Mm.
Want to know if you ever heard of the pan.
The pan?
The frying pan.
The frying pan?
The pan.
What are you talking?
The only pan. It's the pan.
All right, you're making no sense. I must dash along. 101, hello.
Nina.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm a man.
Two things.
Yes, sir.
This weekend, were you down at the beach?
I was not at the beach this weekend, no. What? Did you see somebody lumbering down the sand? You said, is that him?
Well, there's some guy stuffing his face in bananas Sunday night. It looked just like you.
Yeah, it was not I.
And my friend Brad went up to him and said your first name to him. And I just wanted to stand across the room and go, wa-la-la-la-la-la, and see if he just looked over at me. So.
In essence, you guys made imbeciles of yourselves. This guy has no idea. It's a strange poor man trying to eat his meal, and you're across the room yelling,
must have been your clone or something.
Yeah, did he really look like, was he bulky?
Yeah, he was really bulky, but he wasn't tall enough.
Mm.
So, I mean, he had some massive biceps on him. So
and you said, could it be?
Yeah, well.
Could it be?
He was sitting with a mutant, so I just figured.
Yeah.
And another thing, today is my birthday, and I'd like you to step on my forehead for me.
Oh, really? Okay, here we go.
Put on my teal tucker, please. Thank you very much.
That's all right. Untuck your shirt so I can wipe off. There you go.
Keep shrieking.
All right.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, buddy. 101, hello.
Good morning, Grace.
Good morning.
I called a couple weeks ago and you said, call back. I am back and I just heard you talk to the baby.
Yeah, you see that? You called a little too late. But
my sister is dilated 5 centimeters already. So, I mean, I can't call next week.
She's in the Joan Collins mode. your sister's the pregnant one, huh?
That's right.
Well, I already did it, baby. I can't be just me. All baby radio. Mixes
well, just
DC
call
radio.
And say, you know.
Call hey, and say, what'll it
up and have this thing.
Yeah, she's dilated, huh?
5 centimeters.
Five? Spare me the gore. Is her husband planning on being in there with her?
Yes.
What happened to the good old days? I want to have my baby like Ricky Ricardo, just nervously chain-smoking in the waiting room, pacing around.
You're not going in with your wife?
No, I believe we've decided to do it the way it's been done for years. What am I doing in the room there, all gowned up, seeing that spectacle there, huh? Hey, mean I'm paying a guy good money to do that.
Wow.
So I can sit. You mean hospitals don't have waiting rooms anymore where you sit there and they got ashtrays and magazines and there's a bunch of guys in there nervously. Is this your first? Yeah, it's my first. Your first too. And then the guy, nurse sticks her head out the door and there's the baby all clean and powdered. Here you go. It's a boy. It's a boy.
Why not hold it bloody?
Really? I mean, I like to eat steak, but I don't have to be there while they're butchering the cow. I'll eat it after everything's all nice and trimmed up.
Just think you could cut the umbilical cord.
Oh, God. Jeez. Yeah. Cancel linguine, honey. You see, the whole thing, I don't think a man was meant to be in there.
Sure.
He was not.
Hey, it takes a man to make a baby.
Yes.
That's right.
So there's
like a man that delivered a baby.
Yeah, you know, that's one of those snappy little tunes, snappy little things, sayings going around these days, huh? You got kids?
Yes.
You do?
I have one.
And your husband was there gaping at the whole spectacle.
He sure was.
And you wanted it that way.
That's right.
You wanted them to have
through what I'm going through.
You see that? Always thinking of yourself. What a thing about him. Do you ever think that that might be just a dad on the save? Eh? Do you think that maybe the guy should be out in the waiting room smoking a butt or maybe playing a round of golf while you're in there grunting and groaning?
Was he out in the waiting room when I was in the bed doing what I was doing to have a baby?
Oh, gee. So now this is the reward that he should suffer because you suffer?
That's right.
That's a bad attitude. I mean, it's like when you have a sore throat, do you hope he gets one?
No.
Well, so you shouldn't be like that. The old Indians, you know, Hiawatha. You ever heard of Hiawatha?
I sure have.
Yeah, you know, when she had a baby, she'd say, excuse me. She'd get up from the fire and walk into the woods.
You're sick. You are sick.
I'm sick? You're the one that wants to have a baby with the whole world gaping and taking pictures, and I'm the sick one? I'm advocating a little privacy here. I mean, I say let's do it the way the Indians did it. You know, they'd be smoking a peach pipe. Hiawatha'd be grinding cornmeal. She'd say, excuse me.
My husband's listening right now.
And she'd walk out into the woods.
Company.
Well, good. And she'd walk out into the woods, squat down. Here's your baby. There you go, Chief. Here's another one for you. And Chief would say, and that'd be that. Another brave in the world.
Boy, you can tell it's 10 o'clock.
What do you mean by that?
Because you're getting ready to get off.
Yes, ma'am. But how can you tell that? I'm telling you about childbirth, and you're telling me it's looking like I'm ready to get off. I'm trying to make a print here.
I know you are.
And I'm trying to make a print that maybe, just maybe, you ought to handle those necessities, you know, on your own.
Or are you going to do it, Grace?
I'm not going to be in there, no. I'll be at the hospital, but I won't be there at the actual moment of truth. Thumper can come into this world on his own, eh? Yeah.
Just think you could see Thumper born.
I don't believe I want to see that.
Sure you do.
I'll hear all about it. Everything okay?
Yeah.
My honey fine? The baby fine? Great. And I'll be sitting in the waiting room. You know, everybody normally paces nervously. I'll be sitting there with my Walkman on. Nurse will come in and have to pull off one of my headphones. Sir! You've just had a baby boy. I'll say, oh, really? Great. Is everything okay? My honey fine? The baby fine? Great. Super. All right. Yeah, what'd you think? A look at the boy? Have you hosed him down? I'll take a look at him if you hosed him down. If you ain't hosed him down yet, I can wait. I'll look at him through the glass. You show me which bassinet he's lying in, huh? That's the way I want to see Dumbo. And already wrapped in swaddling cloths in a nice little bassinet with a nurse pointing, this is yours. And I'll look and say, okay. And I'll go get a bee. Hey? Okay. Well, all right, I'll put you on hold. Maybe I'll call your sister and say, have the baby soon, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. I'll pull the pants out of the crack of my behind. Necessary procedure. I'm sorry. I just been sitting a while. Yeah, it's called paying your dues. Paying your dues. Yeah. I'm going to tuck them back in there. I like them better. I think it shows the fine curve of my glutes. Yes, that's it. Nicely. Yes, yeah, tuck in with authority. Ooh, sweet. Blessed relief. La, 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 la. Yeah, Rich Levinson's in for the vacationing YDB. And I shall look forward to seeing your big behind tomorrow morning, 5:45 for more Rock'em, Sock'em, Knuckle, Bustin', Post, Holin', High, Rollin', Dust, Bowlin', Action. Till then, have a glorious day, and as we used to say back at old Mexico City, AMF. Adios, my friend. Yeah.